The Prudential Insurance Company of America, Newark, New Jersey, presents everybody's favorite whistle man.
I can't do it.
Jack Burt.
I'm a whistler. Are you in with this pretty little thing? Hello out there. This is Jack Birch, Nettie Dunn, Tony Mottola, and all the boys having a little fun behind the scenes that we'll tell you about someday. And inviting you to kibitz on our musical card game. Now, you'll notice that Angie is going to play diamonds. Tony has a club. And, Georgie, if you have a good heart, you'll give me a nice introduction to this first song. Ah, you turned a neat trick there, partner. Thank you. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. just singing a song, glory hallelujah, I just phoned the parson, hey pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along. Rolling along.
Well, nobody can say we don't have fun on this program.
Oh, we certainly do.
If you just stop making faces now, we'll be all right, Jack. But, you know, I was thinking you could dedicate that number you just sang to Charlie Mignotti because he's practically sitting on top of the world up there in Alaska.
That's right, Eddie. I wonder how he's making out.
I don't know. Hope he got a grizzly.
Yeah.
But he's going to give it to me for a rug. Ah, Charlie's a generous guy.
Yeah, you know, I hope he got a half a dozen moose or something.
Uh-huh.
I bet he gives me a head for my den.
Yeah.
Hey, telegram for Mr. Birch.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, what does it say, Jack?
Well, now, let me see here. It says, Jack Birch, NBC, New York. Don't be so hopeful, you two. Signed, Charlie.
Say, how did it get here so fast?
Must be telepathy.
Yeah, it must be. What's up?
I don't know.
What a day this has been. What a rare. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me, and from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling, I could swear I was falling, it's almost like being in
Well, folks, I always think that the friendliest spot around home is the backyard fence. It's the place where you have the pleasant chats with all of the neighbors. Now, Eddie and I are going to pretend we're neighbors. Eddie here is a young engineer. He's leaning over our imaginary backyard fence to tell me something very interesting.
Well, I have to admit, I never expected to own a $10,000 life insurance policy. Not on my salary.
Say, it sounds like a big order. Can you pay the premiums?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the point of this kind of prudential policy. I get $10,000 of family protection right now for what I'd expect to pay for $5,000. And my premiums don't go up to the permanent rate for 5 years.
Well, look, is that some kind of special life insurance policy?
Mm-hmm. You see, it's called the Prudential Modified 5 policy because the rate for the first 5 years is only one-half the subsequent rate. And it especially suits somebody like me because I expect to be earning more after the next 5 years. But in the meantime, my children are young and the family needs all the life insurance protection I can give them at the lowest possible cost.
Now, friends, this imaginary neighborly conversation has every basis in fact. This Prudential policy we've described meets the needs of many families who are fairly certain of at least one of these two things. One, that the wage earner will be making more money at the end of 5 years, or two, that his present expenses will decrease by that time. So, friends, why don't you ask your nearby Prudential representative if he thinks this type of policy fits your needs and circumstances.
Next tune on our list. Trio playing the Sheik of Araby. And now as our caravan prepares to wend its way over the desert, we see the natives lining the edge of the oasis, about to bid us a fond farewell in typical native fashion. One speaks for the group.
Nah, hit the road, you bums.
Thank you, boy.
And now, friends, I'd like all of you to join in a heart-to-heart hookup with a very wonderful little girl. The lady who writes to me about her is Mrs. F.E. Andrus, Sr. of Palmer, New York, and I want to share her fine letter with you. Here's what Mrs. Andrus writes. Dear Jack Birch, I'd like very much to ask a special song on your heart-to-heart hookup for a very brave little girl in the Saratoga Hospital, Saratoga Springs, New York. Her name is Leona Aldens, and on August 8th, a big, heavily loaded truck blew a tire, left the road, and crushed the entire front porch off her house, carrying with it little Leona, her mother, brother, and small sister. A miracle saved them all from death. Now, although Leona was most seriously injured of all, she never lost consciousness and always insisted on having her family taken care of before anyone aided her. Now, even now, her thoughts are of her family and not of herself. So, Jack, for Leona and for her mother and brother, who are also still in the hospital, won't you please sing a song? The love and sympathy of friends, neighbors, and fellow townspeople are all with these folks, and especially brave little Leona. Sincerely yours, Mrs. F.E. Andrus, Sr.
Somewhere over the rainbow, once in a lullaby, that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow.
Are we going to drop a lucky star into our wishing well for Leona?
We certainly are, Eddie. And while we're dropping that lucky star and making a wish, maybe some of the folks listening in would like to drop Leona a line. She was seriously injured, and I know a cheerful note would make her feel very happy. Now, that's Leona, spelled L-E-E-O-N-A, Leona Aldens, A-L-D-O-N-S, Leona Aldens, Saratoga Hospital, Saratoga Springs, New York. Now, here goes that lucky star into the wishing well. Oh, that was lovely, fellas. And now, friends, the Charles Mignotti Trio are going to play one of their super specials. This time it's That's a Plenty. Would you like to join me in a duet?
Yes.
And thank you, boys.
Say, folks, remember, come Sunday in a whole lot of communities, time's going to change a full hour. And maybe these goings-on will change the time you usually hear Jack Birch a-whistling and a-singing. Anyway, check your local newspaper for Jack Birch time next Monday, won't you?
Well, we've got to run along, friends. Until Monday, this is Jack Birch and all the boys saying so long, everybody.
Jack Birch and his boys come to you every weekday, Monday through Fridays, and coast to coast for your listening pleasure by the Prudential Insurance Company of America, Newark, New Jersey. Remember, the Prudential has a national reputation for prompt payment of claims. This is Eddie Dunn saying so long for now for Prudential. For Jack Birch, for the shortest 15 minutes in radio.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.